안녕하십니까?
Hello, everyone.
합창단 노래 좋지요?
The music of the choir is great, right?
예. 우리는 하나님 함께 하십니다.
God is with us.
무슨 일을 하든지.
No matter what we do.
세계 최고가 됩니다.
We are the best in the world.
그렇습니까?
Is that right?
예. 그래서 우리가 오늘도
That's why even today,
어떻게 하나님 우리 속에 일하실 수 있는지,
how we can have God work inside of us,
그걸 배웁니다.
That's what we learn.
저들이 현재 하고 있는 일들은,
the work that we do right now,
무슨 일이든지 간에,
no matter what it is,
인간적으로 불가능한 일들을 하는 이루나 너무너무 감사한 것입니다.
I see how God fulfilling things that are humanistically impossible. I am so thankful.
저는 목사가 돼서
After I became a pastor,
복음을 하는데
and I work for the gospel.
너무너무 신기한 것은
The very amazing thing is
제가 무슨 일을 하든지 항상 하나님이 저 함께 돕는 걸 볼 수 있어요.
No matter what I did, I could always see God helping me and being with me.
사람들이 깜짝깜짝 놀랍니다.
And people, they become stunned and shocked.
예, 우리가 그라시아스 합창단을 만들었습니다.
And when we formed the Gracias Choir.
우리가 청소년 일을 하면서
As we work for the youth.
청소년들이 밝고 웃고 즐거워하고 행복해합니다.
The youth, they are bright, they're happy, they're joyous.
그러나 그들의 마음 안에 들어가 보면
But if you enter inside of their heart,
그래서 많은 상처가 있어요.
There's lots of hurt inside of them.
예를 들어 말하자면,
For example,
마약을 한다든지,
If they're doing drugs,
게임에 빠졌든지,
Or if they have fallen into games,
자폐증에 빠진,
Or if they have fallen into autism,
이제 우리가 들어가서,
If we go into it,
청소년의 마음 속에 들어가서,
If we can enter into the hearts of the youth,
자폐증하고 싸워야 하고,
And we gotta fight against the autism,
이해하십니까?
Do you understand?
그 마약하고 싸워야 하고
And you gotta fight against the drugs.
그 일을 해야
That's the work we gotta do.
어떤 학생을 만납니다.
I meet some students.
굉장히 행복해야 할 학생인데
And the students who should be in a lot of happiness.
슬퍼해도 부모님이 이혼을 했습니다.
Sadly, their parents get divorced.
이제 그 학생 속에 새 아버지하고 살면서 새 아버지를 죽여야겠다는 생각이 가득 찹니다.
But instead of that student, as he lived with his stepfather, he became filled with the heart, I'm going to kill my stepfather. And so nearby, there's at least 5 people like that. One young lady, when she was 10 years old, her parents got divorced.
아빠는 엄마를 너무 싫어해요.
And the father hated the mother so much.
아빠 앞에서 엄마를 그립다고 말을 못해요.
And she couldn't say she missed her mother in front of her father.
이 학생은 이제 학교 집에 돌아오면
And when she would come home from school,
방에 문을 열고 들어 안으로 문을 잠그는 일부터죠.
And the first thing is she would go into her room and lock her doors.
엄마는 나를 잊어버렸는가?
Oh, has mother forgotten me?
왜 전화도 한 번 안 해주는가?
How come she doesn't even call me one time?
엄마 뭘 하고 있는가?
Now what's my mother doing?
매일
Every day she missed her.
1년,
1 year,
2년,
2 years,
3년,
3 years, 4 years, and 10 years passed.
엄마가 왜 한 번 안 와?
Why doesn't the mother visit me even once?
매일 꿈을 꾸면서.
Every day she dreamt.
엄마가 예쁜 선물을 사가지고 문을 막 열고 오는 걸 상상을 하는데.
She would imagine her mother buying a nice gift and coming home with it.
10년이 지났습니다.
But 10 years passed.
나이가 20살이 지내면서
She became 20 years old.
이 아가씨는 생각합니다.
And this girl would begin to think.
아, 난 이제 지쳤어.
I'm exhausted now.
엄마는 왜 나를 생각 안 해?
Why doesn't mother think of me?
그러니까 그 속에 무슨 마음이 드냐면은
And then what heart she would have is.
앞에 희망이 없은 것처럼 보입니다.
It looks like there's no hope.
내가 세상을 어떻게 살아?
How am I going to live in this world?
내 이런 지긋지긋한 고통스러운 세상 나 이제 더 살기 싫어.
I'm so sick and tired of this painful world. I don't want to live anymore.
자살하기로 결정을 했어.
She made up her mind to commit suicide.
자살하지.
How did I commit suicide?
아버지 몰래 자살했습니다.
And she tried to kill herself without her father knowing.
죽음의 길을 걸어가고 있는데.
She was walking the path of death.
얼마나 들어간지 모르지만.
I don't know how far she went.
사람 목소리를 귀에 들렸어요.
But she began to hear a person's voice.
무슨 소리야?
What is this?
눈을 떠보니까.
And when she opened her eyes.
자기가 병원에 있었어.
She was inside of a hospital.
아빠가 너무 슬퍼하는데.
And her father was so sad.
아빠한테 너무 미안했어.
And she felt so bad to her father.
그냥 눈을 감아버렸어.
And she just closed her eyes.
아빠 얼굴을 대할 수 없어.
She could not look at her father's face.
그래서 얼마 지난 뒤에.
And then after some time.
다시 자살 시도했어.
Again she attempted suicide.
그러다가.
And then.
3년이 지났습니다.
3 years passed.
이제 다 자살 소동이 끝났는데.
And then all her attempts to commit suicide ended.
아빠가 출근하는 걸 보면서
And then her father was going to work.
자살을 시도했어.
Again she tried to commit suicide.
아빠가 소리를 잊어가지고
But then the father had forgotten the doctor.
돌아보면서 딸을 살렸어.
And then came back and saved the daughter's life.
아빠는 뭔 생각이 드냐면
Right then what thought the father had was
결국 딸이 쉬지 않고 저를 죽음에 진념하는 거 보면
And my daughter is trying to commit suicide time and time again.
내가 딸을 잃어버리겠다.
I'm gonna lose my daughter.
그 아버지가 제 사무실에 왔어요.
And so her father came to my office.
지난 이야기를 했어요.
And he told me all about the past.
제가 그 아가씨를 만났어요.
And I met that young lady.
내가 그 집에 갔을 때.
And then when I went to her house.
아가씨 나를 보자마자 자기 방에 문을 걸었어요.
And so she didn't want to see me. She locked her doors.
아버지가 얘기했습니다.
And then her father said.
예, 아빠 소원이다.
Hey, this is your father's wish.
제발 문을 열어다오.
Please open the door.
목사님 바쁘신 분이야.
Pastor is very busy.
저는 제 인생에 소망을 갖는 거예요.
Everyone, I have hope in my life because.
정말 절망 속에 있는 많은 사람들이. 변하는 걸 봤어요.
I saw truly a lot of people who are in despair changing.
내 힘으로
with my strength?
아닙니다.
No.
예수님으로만.
Through Jesus.
예수님으로.
They changed.
그럼 저는 저도 그 목사님 한 분 있는데.
Everyone, I met a pastor in the evening.
이 사람은 뭘 했냐면
And what he used to do was
교도소에서
in prison
17년을 살았어요.
He served 17 years in prison.
남자가 태어나서 한 번 죽지 두 번 죽어.
A man dies only once in life, not twice.
어느 날 어떤 칼로가 찔러 그러는데.
And one day somebody was attacking him with a knife.
칼날을 딱 잡았대요.
He grabbed the blade of the knife.
그러니까 손에서 막 자기 손 피가 쭉쭉 흐르는데.
And his hand was all covered in blood.
그 상대가 막 발발 붙던데.
The other guy started to get scared.
손 나이 맥.
He let go of this.
하여튼 아무도 다 갔어요.
And there was no one that could handle him.
교도소에서
And then in prison,
불 때는 당분이었어.
And he was in charge of the fire.
그래서 보일러실에 장작을 막 꽂은 밀었는데.
And so he was pushing the wood into the furnace with the in the furnace in the boiler room.
생각이 딱 들어가지고.
And then one thought came to him.
꽂이 끝을 빠르게 달궜어.
And so he got the tip of the iron rod hot in the flame.
벽에 시멘트 벽 구멍에 펴다 꼈다 하니까.
And then he stuck it into the cement wall and lifted it up and down, up and down.
부러졌어.
And then snipped off one piece, about 10 centimeters.
아무도 몰래 땅에 파고 묻었어.
And without any knowing it, he buried in the ground.
아무도 안 봤어.
And nobody saw it.
그 다음부터.
And then from then on,
기회가 되면,
whenever he had the chance,
그 끄집어내서,
he would pull it out.
칼을 갈기 시작.
And he began to sharpen his knife.
한 달쯤 가니까.
And after sharpening it for a month,
아주 날카로운 칼.
It became a very sharp knife.
주머니에 넣었어.
He put it in his pocket.
교도소에 복도를 걸어가다가.
And then while walking the hallway in the prison,
자기를 괴롭히는 교도관을 만났어.
He saw the prison guard that used to pick on him.
다 어깨 동무했습니다.
And he put his arm around his shoulder.
뭐야?
What is this?
이거 안 느껴져?
Hey, don't you feel this?
깜짝 놀랐어.
And the guy was shocked. And the prison guard was all trembling in fear.
나 이 세상에서 너무 어둡게 살고 절대 밖에 살았어.
You know, I lived in so much darkness in this world, and I didn't have any fun.
나 내가 이 세상 싫어.
And now I don't like this world anymore.
다음 세상 가고 싶어.
I want to go to the next world.
혼자 심심하니까.
And he's bored by himself.
너 같이 가자.
So I want you to come with me.
교도관이 막
And the prison guard was all trembling in fear.
그래서 이제.
So he took him to an empty room.
안으로 문을 걸어 잠그고.
And he locked the door from inside.
교도관 무릎 꿇지 않도록.
And then had the prison guard get on his knees.
교도소장 오라 그래.
Bring me the warden.
문 열어줄게.
Then I'll open the door.
법무장관 오라 그래.
Bring me the minister of law.
문 열어줄게.
Then I'll open the door.
교도소에서 난리 났습니다.
And all it was a big commotion broke loose in the prison.
교도관이 죽게 됐어.
And they thought this prison guard was going to die.
밤새도록 그들이 연구를.
And all night long they had a meeting.
어떤 일이 있었냐면.
And what they did figured decided to do was.
돼서,
early in the morning.
큰 전봇대를.
They got a big electric pole.
30명이 메고 왔어.
30 people carried it.
교도소 벽을 팍.
And they rammed it into the wall of the prison cell.
벽이 무너지면서
as the wall collapsed,
두 사람이 깔렸고,
the two of them got stuck under the wall.
다치긴 해서 살았어요.
And they both got hurt, but they lived.
이 정도 되면,
and if it's that bad,
도도는 아무도 형 상대하지.
Nobody in the prison could handle him.
그래서
so,
교도소 연구를 했습니다.
And so in the prison he thought about it.
저 사람을 깨다드리지.
And how are we going to discipline him?
아주 나이 들고 훌륭한 목사님을 불렀습니다.
And they called in a very famous old pastor.
교도소 좀 도와주십시오.
And they told him, can you help our prison?
사람하고
this man here,
양 아버지가 되십시오.
Can you be his adopted father?
그래서 이제 이 사람 좀 조용하게 하려.
And so can you calm him down a little bit?
그래 양 아버지 하나 생겼습니다.
And so now he had an adopted father.
옷도 이제 넣어주고.
He would bring him underwear.
돈도 주고.
Give him money.
근데 그 아버지가.
But that father.
어느 와서.
One day came to him and said.
이야기를 했습니다.
And said to him.
기성아.
Hey, 기성.
이거 이번에 영화로 나왔는데
recently this was made into a movie.
아주 인기 있는 영화였어요.
It was a very popular movie.
여러분 아직 안 보셨죠?
You haven't seen it yet, right?
학생들 안 봤죠, 아직?
You haven't seen it, right, students?
우리 학생들 보여주려고 시간을 아직 요즘 너무 바빠서 시간이 안 돼서
no, We've been trying to make time to show it to our students, but we're too busy, we couldn't.
제목이 크게 될 놈인데
The title is called The Big Shot.
굉장히 인기가 좋았어요.
It was very, very popular.
근데 어느 날
But one day
새로 그 만난 아버지가
And so the new father that they met
야, 기성아
said, hey, 기성
예, 아버지
Yes, father
내가 너한테 알려줄 게 하나 있다
But There's one thing I want to tell you
교도소에 한 청년이 있는데
There's a young man in prison
그 사람들 죄 없다 하고
They say that they have no sin
이단이다
And he's a cult
절대 만나지 마라
Don't ever meet him
그랬어
That's what he said.
알고 보니 그 사람이
And later on he could see
같은 방에 있는 거예요.
That guy was his cellmate.
만났어요.
So he met him.
야, 네가 이단이야?
Hey, are you the cult?
너 죄 없다며?
Are you saying you have no sin?
죄 없는 왜 교도 들어왔어요?
If you have no sins, why are you in prison? You little punk.
죄도 없는 교도 왜 왔어?
So if you don't have sins, why are you in prison?
그 사람이 얘기했어요.
And then the guy said,
형님 저 죄가 많았는데요.
Oh, sir, I had a lot of sins.
다 씻었어요.
But they got all washed away.
충격을 받았어요.
And he was shocked.
이 사람도 죄를 많이 지었거든요.
Because he too committed lots of sins.
한번 조용할 때 생각할 때마다
And occasionally he'd quietly think about it.
자기가 죄를 지어 가족들에게 또 저 친척들에 준 피해가 너무 커서
Because the sin that he committed he caused his family and their people so much damage.
다 괴로움을 당하고 있는데도
And they're all suffering pain because of him.
어떻게 할 수 없어요. 그냥 지낸 거예요.
And there was nothing he could do so he just ignored it.
사람이 한 번 지어 두 번 죽어
You know what? Does a man live once? He lives only once.
나 죽으면 그만이야.
And you die once, and that's it.
지금은 인생 살다 죽는 거야.
Yeah, you live life and you die. That's it.
항상 큰 소리를 쳤어.
He was always boasting.
그런데.
But.
한쪽의 양심은
On one hand, in his conscience,
자기 때문에 피해본 가족들
the family who was hurt because of
어려운 일들 생각 막 가치가 되지만
and when he thought about the people who went through hardships, he felt guilty.
그런 방법이 없기 때문에
but there was nothing he could do.
그냥 이제 큰 돈을 주 살았는데
and he just kept on boasting and lived his life.
옆에 있는 그 녀석이 죄사함을 받았다.
But the guy next to him said he received the forgiveness of sins.
그때 막 온 마음에 쫙 밀려왔어.
And right then, all kinds of heart came rushing into him.
나도 재산 받고 싶다.
I want to receive forgiveness of sins too.
나도 재산 받고 싶다.
I want to receive forgiveness of sins too.
나도 재산 좀 받고 싶다.
I want to receive forgiveness of sins too.
나도 재산 받고 싶다.
I want to get rid of my sins.
그 마음이 와 일어나.
That heart just completely arose in him.
그렇지만 마음을 감추고.
And then, but he hid his heart for a little bit.
어째 받았는데?
So how did you receive it? That's what he said. And the guy began to explain. Jesus was crucified on the cross and like this and like that.
And
he's been never to church in his life. And then he doesn't get it. And this guy received the forgiveness of sins. And he knows how to receive the forgiveness of sins. But he doesn't know it. So he can't understand. Hey, come on, just please tell me slowly. And he would explain to him again. Oh, I know.
미칠 것 같은 거예요.
But it drove him crazy.
분명 이 친구는 죄사함을 받았는데.
Surely this guy received the forgiveness of sin.
자기도 죄사함을 받고 싶었는데.
And he too wants to receive the forgiveness of sin.
정말 내가 할 수만 있다면.
Surely if I could.
우선 지들에서라도.
No matter what it takes.
이 죄 좀 벗어버리고 싶어.
I want to get rid of this sin.
더러운 인생.
this dirty life, my evil life, this wicked life, I just want to get rid of it. That he was filled with that kind of a heart. What drove him crazy was, surely that friend received the forgiveness of sins. And he's rejoicing in his heart and his peace on his face. But he doesn't have that. He drove him crazy.
I'm sorry.
You know, I've never been to church before, that's why. So please, can you explain to me in detail? Earlier he said, come on. But now I say, please explain. And so the guy began to explain to him. And he explained to him about the forgiveness of sins. But he's never been to church before. It's his first time hearing something like this. A lot of people here speak French, right?
그렇죠.
Right?
프로선아 저한테 막 인사하면은.
And when the people in French say hello to me,
저 하나밖에 몰라요.
I only know how to say one thing.
따봉.
따봉. That's all I know.
몰라 모르는 거야.
You know, I don't know, so I don't know.
이 말이 달라가지고.
You know, the language is different.
그 이야기 안 하는 거 말이야.
You know, but I just want to tell you one thing about that.
내가 제일 처음에.
In the beginning.
Argentina 갔어요.
Once I went to Argentina, and I was invited by a church. And I got on the airplane, I went to the conference in Argentina. And I got off the airplane, and then the young man who came to pick me up, the young man kissed me on my face. It was disgusting. What is that? And then I didn't say anything. And then we went to the pastor's house. Earlier it was a man, it was okay. The pastor's wife, she and my face turned red. But still, what can I do? And then I preached the word. And I was stepping down after the sermon. The women were lined up. They're all kissing me. In Korea, you would never do that. And the strange women were kissing me on the face. I didn't know what to do. The next day, I gave the sermon. I could not leave. I couldn't get out. And I was just standing around. And then I said, I'm sorry.
You know,
in Korea, you know, that's not how we say hello. And I'm not used to that way yet. So I'm sorry, but you know, do that to me later. But right now, just say hello like this. And the next day on, they said, okay, and they just said hello to me like this, and that was that. And that afternoon, and then church members got together, we had lunch, and we were resting. And we sat down and we were talking. Pastor, why don't you speak Spanish? You should learn some Spanish. Yes, I'll learn. Pastor, do you know anything in Spanish? Buenas noches. Wow, and they laughed. Do you know anything else? And what else do I know? Yes, I know one more thing.
뭐냐고?
What is it?
Mikasa, Sukasa.
Mikasa, Sukasa. They were so happy. Do you know anything else? I didn't know anything more. And I thought of one thing. And then I said it.
Besame mucho.
Besame mucho.
Besame mucho. Wow!
I said, besame mucho, everybody, started laughing. Everybody was laughing so hard. I said, why are they laughing? Even the translator was laughing. Pastor, you said, besame mucho. At that time, I had no idea what besame mucho meant. It was a popular song in Korea. Very popular. And President Noteu of Korea liked that song.
Besame, besame mucho.
The song was besame, besame mucho.
근데 왜 내가 그 이야기를 왜 웃는지 몰라.
I had no idea why they were laughing. I asked the translator, why are these people laughing? Pastor, you said besame mucho.
Besame mucho 뭔데?
Well, what's besame mucho? Later on I found out, besa.
키스해 주세요.
It means kiss me.
매, 나에게.
Besame, kiss me.
무지무지하게 뜨겁게.
Really, really passionately.
내가 아침에 키스하지 말라 그래놓고.
In the morning, I announced, please don't kiss me.
오후에 besame mucho 그랬어.
And then in the afternoon, I said besame mucho.
맞죠?
Right?
맞아요.
Is that right?
예, 그래서 그때.
So right then.
Besame mucho는 오래 전부터 불렀지만.
And I sang besame mucho from long ago.
그 뜻을 그때 알았어요.
But that's when I realized the meaning.
Besame mucho.
Besame mucho.
자 이제 이 사람은.
So this man.
죄 사함을 받고 싶은.
He wanted to receive the forgiveness of sin.
이해가 안 가는 거예요.
But he couldn't understand.
뭐 어떻게 아니 뭐 설명하니까 뭐 예수 십자가에 못 박혀 갖고 다 들은 소린데.
Well, he was explaining this and that. Jesus died on the cross. Yeah, I already know that stuff.
근데 이제 얼마 지난 뒤에.
But then a little bit while after.
이 사람 막 답답해하니까.
This guy was so frustrated.
암만 설명해도 모르겠어.
And no matter how much he explained, he wouldn't get it.
아니 책을 하나 딱.
And so the guy pulled out a book and laid it to him.
그게 뭐냐면.
What was that book?
박옥수 목사 쓴 죄사함 거듭남의 비밀.
The book written by Pastor Oksu Park, The Secret of Forgiveness of Sins and Being Born Again.
그래서 이제 그걸 읽었어요.
So we read that book.
아, 그걸 읽으니까 이해가.
And when he read the book, will I understand?
오후부터 막.
And so from the afternoon, he started to read that book.
이제 막 해가 지고.
The sun set.
밤이 깊어갔어.
And it got deeper into the night.
한 10시쯤 돼서.
Around 10 at night.
이해가 안 가는 거예요.
And he couldn't understand.
아, 이게 무슨 말이지?
What does this mean?
무슨 말이지?
What does this mean?
아, 아무리 이해가.
And no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't understand.
야, 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 야,
hey, hey, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
아, 나
잘했어. Oh, I'm trying to leave. I'm sorry. Hey, it's okay. I'm sorry.
이것만 얘기.
Hey, just tell me about this.
얘기.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
아, 미안해, 미안해.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please.
그래 이제 깨웠어요.
And then he woke him up.
이게 무슨 뜻이?
What does this mean?
뭐더니?
He looked at it.
아, 이게 그 뜻이잖아요.
Oh, this means that.
이해가 안 가.
You understand?
아, 미안해,
okay, okay. Now, good.
자,
go back to sleep. Go back to sleep.
또 읽었어.
And he read it again.
12시가 되고.
It became 12 o'clock.
1시가 되고.
1 o'clock.
마음에 들어오는.
And he began to enter his heart.
또 하나 모르겠는데.
And let me ask you one more time.
이게 뭐지?
What is this?
깨우기 미안해서.
I feel bad to wake him up again.
이해가.
I don't get this.
야야, 미안해.
Hey, I'm sorry.
용서해라.
Please forgive me.
내일해요.
You know, let's do this tomorrow.
아침 못 견디어.
아침에 내가 take this. I gotta sleep. Please, come on, come on. I'm so sleepy. Come on.
아이 그래 또.
But still, please, I'm sorry.
그래 또 일어났어.
And then he got up.
눈을 지지더니.
He rubbed his eyes.
아이 그 말이네.
Well, it means this.
그런 거예요.
Yeah, it means you're. This means that.
아, 됐다,
어, I get it. Good, thanks.
그래가지고,
and then,
읽었어.
And then he got up.
밤이 다가고,
and he read all night long.
아침에 막 해가 떠오르는.
And in the morning, the sun was rising.
너무 신기한 거.
And the real amazing thing is,
내 죄가 다 사해진 거.
All my sins were washed clean.
죄가 사해진 거.
My sins are washed clean.
내 그 더러운 죄가.
All my dirty sins.
그 악한 죄가.
Those evil sins.
사해진.
Were all washed clean.
이 친구가 죄사함 받고는 완전히 변한 거예요.
And this friend, he received the forgiveness of sins and he completely changed.
근데 이제 17년 동안 교도소 안에 있어.
And for 17 years, he served in prison.
주로 교도소 안에는
and in prisons,
중범자들이 많아요.
There's a lot of heavy criminals.
뭐 15년, 20년, 그건 좀 무기, 그건 제일 많아요.
They serve 15 years, 20 years, life-term sentences.
이 사람도 중범자에 속해.
And this person was also the heavy criminals.
17년을 살고
and while serving 17 years
감옥을 나가는데
and he was leaving prison
그 보통 가는 거 생각하고 많은데
and then most people would just think about it and that'd be that.
이 사람이 죄사함 받고 나니까
but after we see the forgiveness of sins
밤에 하나님 성령이 계시니까
inside of him, there's a Holy Spirit of God. His thoughts got deeper.
교도소 안에서
inside of the prison,
가장 착실한 사람이 있어요.
There's the most diligent people in prison.
교도하는 기독교 지도자,
the Christian leader in the prison.
불교 지도자,
the Buddhist leader.
가톨릭 지도자,
the Catholic leader.
이 세 사람은
the three of them,
그 안에 거의 성자처럼 사는.
Even in the prison, they live like saints.
그 사람들이 교도소에 와서,
and while they're in prison.
십몇 년 동안 지난 동안에
after 10 some years have passed
20년 동안 지난 동안에
after they spent some 20 years in prison
죄를 하나도 안 지은 거예요.
They never commit one crime in prison.
저도 죄 지을 수 없잖아요.
They can't commit crimes in prison.
그러니까 자기는 이제 죄 다 버려 고친 줄
so they think that they're all fixed and changed.
그다음에 교도소 나가요.
And then they leave the prison.
야, 나 이제
all right, goodbye. All right, I'm leaving now.
다시 오지 마세요.
All right, don't come back here.
아, 나 이제 죽었다.
I'm never coming back.
나 죄 다 손 다 씻었어.
My hands are clean.
나 이제 깨끗해졌어.
Good, I'm clean now.
그리고 교도소 나가요.
And then they leave the prison. But they all end up back in prison. Some people are back in 6 months. Some people in 3 months. Impatient people in 1 month. Really impatient people in 1 week. But still impatient people, they leave in the morning, come back in the evening.
그리고 이 사람이 교도소를 마치고 나가야 하는데.
And so this person needs to finish his term and leave the prison.
그렇게 성실한 가톨릭 지도자, 불교 지도자, 기독교 지도자들도.
And so even the most diligent Catholic leader, Buddhist leader, Christian leader,
다시 돌.
They all come back to prison.
그러면 자기도 다시 돌을 수밖에 없는.
Then he thought, then I too could only end up coming back.
이 형제는 죄 사함 받고 안에 성령이 많으니까.
And but this brother received the forgiveness of sins and the Holy Spirit.
사람들은
other people,
나 이제 손실을 다시 안 올 거야 하면 나가는데.
They say my hands are clean, I'm never coming back, and they go out.
이 사람 뭐냐, 나든 다 돌아오.
You know, but they all end up back in prison.
아, 나는 한편은 교도소 안에서 살겠다.
Oh, I'm gonna live the rest of my life in prison.
내가 어떻게 다시 교도를 안 돌아오지?
Oh, how could I not come back to prison?
자기 안 돌아오 결심했던 다산 다 돌았는데.
Everybody who was determined not to came back, they all came back to prison.
하나님의 은혜로 죄 사함을 받고.
People receive the forgiveness of sins by the grace of God.
하나님의 성령이 그 안에 계시니까.
And because the Holy Spirit of God is inside of him.
그는 다른 사람 갖지 못한 지혜가 나왔어.
He got to have a wisdom that nobody else could have.
나는 다시 교도소에 돌아오겠구나.
I'll end up back in prison.
내가 안 돌아오면 어떻게 해야 하지?
Then what should I do?
내가 노력한다고 되는 게 아니겠구나.
If I try hard not to come, will I not?
난 다시 돌아오겠구나.
I'll end up back in here.
그 다음 나는 한편은 교도소 안에 살겠구나.
Then I'll be spending my whole life in prison.
그다 생각을 했어요.
That was what he thought.
하나님 도와줘서.
And God helped him.
어떻게 방법이 없을까?
Is there a way? Is there a way?
누군가가 나를 이끌어줄 좋은 사람이 있으면 되겠다.
Then if there's somebody good who could lead me, then it can be done.
그 누가 나를 좋은 길로 이끌어줄까?
Then who can lead me to the good path?
한 번도 교회를 안 가봤으니까.
He's never been to church
before. 목사님도 아는 사람이 없고.
He doesn't know any pastor.
지도하는 좋은 사람 한 명도 없어요.
He doesn't know any good person who will guide him.
그 다음에 제가 마지막 생각한 것이.
And then lastly, what he thought of was.
자기가 읽고 죄사함 받은 그 책을 쓴 저자 책에서.
He got the address of the author of the book that he read, The Secret of Forgiveness of Sins Being Born Again. And he wrote me a letter.
목사님,
Pastor,
제가 목사님 책을 읽고,
Pastor, I read your
죄
book.
사함을 받았습니다.
And I received the forgiveness of sins.
근데 내가 다시 교도소 나가면,
but again, if I leave the prison,
다시 죄를 지을 것 같습니다.
Then I think I'm going to commit sins again.
저를 도와주십시오.
Please help me.
제가 목사님 교회를 찾아가겠습니다.
Pastor, I will come to your church.
저를 받아주시기 바랍니다.
I hope that you will receive me.
그래서 제가 오라 그랬어요.
I told him to come.
17년 동안 교도소 있다가,
he was in prison for 17 years.
교도소 나와서,
and he came out of the prison.
아버지나 누님도 보러 안 갔어요.
And he didn't even go see his father or his sister.
잘못 될 수 있으니까,
and because they might look, he went the wrong way.
우리 교회로 찾아왔어요.
He immediately came to my church.
우리 교회에서 1년 동안 있었어요.
And he stayed in my church for 1 year.
교회 빈 방이 하나 있어서,
and there was an empty room in the church.
방에 있으라 그랬어요.
And he stayed in the room.
그냥 있으라 그랬어요.
I just told him to stay there.
할 일이 없으니까,
and there's nothing to do.
화장실 청소하고.
He would clean the bathroom and he would divide up the garbage and he did all the hard work in the church. And then what he said was, his whole life, he was the happiest 1 year of his whole life.
네.
Why?
야, 내가 한 달 된 아직 교도소 안 갔네.
Well, it's been a month. I'm not back in prison.
내 교회 안에 아직 안 갔어.
Well, I'm in the church. I'm not back in prison.
나 부처님 같으면 갔을 텐데.
I'll be back in prison by now.
아, 두 달 아직 안 갔어.
It's been 2 months. I'm not back in prison.
한 달인데 안 갔어.
It's been 3 months. I'm not back in prison.
6개월도 안 갔어.
It's been 6 months. I'm not back in prison.
생각하면
when he thinks about it,
너무 행복.
He felt so happy.
1년이 지난 뒤에
after 1 year,
우리 신학교에 오라고.
I told him to come to our theology school. He came in.
공부를 열심히.
And he studied really, really hard.
생전에 안 들어보던 성경 이야기.
And those words of the Bible he had never heard before.
신학교 졸업하고.
He graduated theology school.
목회자가 됐어.
And he became a pastor.
목회 졸업하는 그날.
And the day he graduated theology school.
진짜 예쁜 아가씨를.
A really pretty young woman.
우리 결혼했어.
The two of them got married.
너무 너무 좋은 이제 아가씨와.
With a very nice young lady.
Dun, da, da,
dun, 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 And they were so happy. He should be in prison. And in the ministry, he focused on prisons. And so that movie, it's called The Big Shot.
아 이제 여러분 우리 학생 다 보여주려고 그랬는데.
And I wanted to show it to all of our students.
시간이 없으면 오늘이나 내일 좀 시간을 만들어 그래.
You know, maybe today or tomorrow we can make the time.
학생 영어 보는 거 별로 안 좋아하죠?
You know, our students, you don't like movies, right?
좋아해요.
You do?
네, 한번 보게 될 겁니다.
Okay, then you'll be able to watch it.
너무너무 신기한 것은.
The real amazing thing is.
이 사람이 교도관을 세 번이나 납치했어.
And so he kidnapped prison guards three times.
내가 물어봤어요.
Go,
어떻게 교도소에 교도관 납치해?
How do you kidnap the prison guards? And what he said to me was,
세상에 한락하면 안 되는 게 없다.
In the world, if you really want to do it, there's nothing you can't do.
다 길이 열린다.
If you really want it, there's a way.
모두 이 사람 막 철철매요.
And so everybody doesn't know how to handle it.
다 피해 다녀.
And so you know, he was able to rule them all.
목사가 됐어요.
And he became a pastor.
교회 너무 너무 잘하는 거예요.
And he runs his church so well.
근데 이제 케냐에 종경 집회 갔어요.
And then he went to Kenya to have a conference.
이 사람 교도도 친하니까.
And he's good with the prison.
교도가 집회를 했어요.
He had conferences in the prison.
집회 한 번 하고 두 번 하고 막 그 교도 제도 변하는 거예요.
And he did once and twice. The inmates started changing.
기가 막힌 일을 했는데.
He did something really amazing.
그게 뭐야?
What is that?
아 교도도 제도자들 지금 집회하는 과정입니다.
He's having a conference with the inmates in the prisons.
그 신학교를 세워졌어요.
And he established a theology school.
얼마 전에.
A little while ago.
교도소에서 이제 신학 1년 됐는데.
And then he had run the theology school in prison for 1 year.
졸업식을 했어요.
They had a graduation ceremony.
교도관들이 그 범인들이 너무너무 변했어요.
And the inmates, they completely changed.
가족들은 막 울고.
The family would come and cry.
그 중에 네 명 있는데.
Of them, 4 of them.
이 사람 너무 큰 죄를 지어서.
You know, they committed terrible crime.
네, 보내지 못해.
They could not be released.
교도소 안에서.
And in the prison.
목사로 안수를 했어요.
And the pastor did the laying on of hands. You're a pastor. You're a pastor. Did the laying on of hands.
그 사람들 교도 안에 막 너무 일을 잘하고.
And then they are working so well in prison.
그게 막 케냐 신문에 나고.
This was all over the Kenyan newspaper.
난리가 났어요.
And everybody was excited.
그래서 어떻게 알고?
And then somehow they found out about it.
뉴올리언스에서.
And from New Orleans in the United States.
주지사가.
The governor there.
초청을 했어요.
Invited him.
저는 처음에 뉴올리언스 주에 가서 또 앞으로 복음 계획을 세웠어요.
And he went to New Orleans and set up the plans to preach the gospel there.
여러분 정확하게. 누구든지 불문하고.
And precisely, no matter who you are.
예수 그리스도의 피로 죄사함을 받고 나면.
If you have to receive the forgiveness of sins by the blood of Jesus.
변합니다.
You change.
아멘.
아멘.
변하지 않을 수가 없습니다.
You cannot but change.
여러분 따라하세요.
Repeat after me.
그런즉 누구든지 그리스도 안에 있으면 새로운 피조물이다.
So therefore, whosoever be in Christ, he is a new creature.
이전 것은 지나갔으니
The old things have passed.
보라 새 것이 되었도다.
Behold, all things have become new.
그런데 누구든지
No matter who you are,
그리스도 안에 있으면
If you're inside of Christ,
새로운 피조물이다.
Then you're a new creature.
제가 러시아 TBN이라는 방송에 방송을 하는데
And so I do broadcast at the TV station TBN in Russia.
그 TBN 국장이 저하고 상당히 가깝습니다.
And the TBN director there is very close with
한
me.
한 번 이야기를 하다 그 형제 이야기를 했어요.
And occasionally we were talking and we're talking about that brother.
우리 교회에 이런 형제가 있다.
Oh, in our church we have such and such a brother.
지금은 목사인데
Right now he's a pastor.
교도소에서 죄를 짓고
He committed crimes in prison.
이제 막 17년 동안 살았는데
And He's been living for 17 years Now,
너무 변한 목사가 됐다.
He's changed so much. He's become a pastor.
그래가지고 그 TBN 국장님이 그 이야기 듣더니.
And then the TBN director heard our story and said,
목사님 그런 것 같으면,
Pastor, somebody like him,
영화를 만들어야 돼 영화를.
You should make it into a movie, a movie.
그래서 제가 영화도 만들지 모르는데.
But I don't know how to make a movie.
영화를 만들었어.
And so we made a movie.
너무 인기가 좋아.
And it was so popular.
그 영화의 주연으로 나오는.
And the main characters of the movie.
그 배우가 아니고 주인공을.
The main character.
좀 소개해드리겠습니다.
And I want to introduce that main character
그렇습니까?
to you. Is that okay?
박수 치자 아무도 박수 안 치네.
You know, you said clap. Why nobody clap?
여러분 정말 귀한 하나님의 종입니다.
He's a truly precious servant of God.
온 세계 다니면서
He travels all around the world.
많은 청소년들을 바꾸고
and changing many many youths.
교도소에 많은 제소에 달라졌습니다.
And then many inmates in prisons have changed.
이제 김기성 목사님 잠깐 간증 좀 하겠습니다.
The pastor Kim Ki-sung will briefly give you a testimony.
네, 안녕하십니까.
Hello everyone.
목사님 말씀 하셨던 것처럼
And just like pastor had said,
하신 제 얘기는 목사님 더 잘 아십니다.
No, pastor tells my story better than I do.
전국 87년도에 저는 교도소에 들어갔습니다.
I went to prison in 1987.
강도 살인죄로 들어갔는데요.
And so I went to prison for murder and robbery.
죄를 짓고 들어갔지만 마음의 양심의 가책이나 죄 때문에 고통이나 괴로움을 느껴보지는 못했습니다.
I committed a sin, went to prison, but I didn't feel the guilt or pain or suffering of my sin.
저도 일심 구형에서 사형을 받았었지만.
And so in the first judgment, they sentenced me to be executed.
영화에서 나오는 이제 사형수들을 많이 만나게 됐어요.
And so in the prison, like in the movie, I met the many death row inmates.
사형수들이 계속 죽어가는 것을 보면서 굉장히 제 마음에 두려움이 생겼습니다.
As I saw the death row inmates keep dying one by one, my heart became very afraid.
그리고 날마다 죽음을 이렇게 생각하게 됩니다.
And every day I thought about death.
죽음을 생각하니까 지나간 죄악들이 많이 생각이 나고.
And when I thought about death, I thought about my past sins.
제 마음에 확신이 하나 있었습니다.
One assurance I had in my heart.
나는 죽으면 반드시 지옥 갈 거예요.
When I die, surely I'm going to hell.
그 부분에는 확신이 있었습니다.
And I had assurance about that.
왜냐하면 제가 뒤돌아 보니까 저는 한 번도 착하게 산 적이 없었어요.
Because I looked at my past, I never once did anything good.
저를 만나는 사람들 상처를 받고 고통을 받고.
All the people who meet me, they suffer pain and suffering.
그런 상처를 주었던 기억밖에 없어서
All I have memories of hurting people.
늘 저는 혼자 죄 때문에 고통하고 있었고
And I was always suffering in sin by myself.
괴로워하고 있었는데
And I was in pain.
그때 같은 그래서 너무 괴로워서 이제 교도소에서 선생님을 한번 소개시켜 주셨는데
And so it was so painful so in prison they introduced a teacher to me
그분이 유명한 목사님이셨습니다
And that guy was a famous pastor
목사님이 일주일에 한 번씩 들어오셔서 늘 성경도 가르쳐 주시고
The pastor would visit me once a week and teach me the Bible
돈도 이렇게 넣어주시고
And he would give me some money
굉장히 아버지처럼 이렇게 친하게 잘
And like a father he was very very good to me
그분의 얘기를 무조건 다 믿고 이렇게 따랐습니다
And whatever he said to me I would believe and follow
어느 날 그 목사님이 성경 공부 오셔서 저한테 얘기를 하셨어요.
But one day that pastor came to the Bible study and he said to me,
기성아,
Hey, 기성.
교도소에 아주 무서운 이단이 있어.
There's this terrible cult in your prison.
그 사람은 절대 얘기하면 안 돼.
Don't ever talk to that guy.
그분은 얘기를 해줬는데,
And he told me who it was.
나중에 제가 공장에 가 보니까,
And later on when I went to the factory,
저하고 같은 반이었고,
And he was in the same room as me.
또 같은 방을 쓰고 있었어요.
He was in the same class as me and we were using the same room.
제가 같은 방을 쓰고 있으면서 잘 몰랐는데.
Even though we used the same room, I didn't know him.
목사님이 그때부터 가르쳐 주셨어요.
But that pastor told me who he was.
그때부터 경계가 시작이 됐어요.
And from then on, I started to keep my distance.
근데 이분이 다른 사람들한테 전도하는 걸 보니까.
But when I saw him witnessing to the other people,
이분은 군대에서 총기 난사를 했거든요.
And so he shot and killed people while he was in the army.
그 수많은 사람을 죽이고 교도 돌아서 이제 종신형을 받았는데.
And so he killed so many people and was serving a life term in prison.
물론 일신 사형을 받았다가 종신형을 감형됐습니다.
And then it was death penalty and then switched to life sentence.
근데 이분이 자꾸 자기는 의롭다고 얘기하시고.
But he kept on saying I'm righteous.
자기는 죄가 하나도 없다고 얘기.
He says I have no sins at all.
도저히 저는 그게 이해가 안 됐어요.
I could not understand that.
어떻게 사람이 죄가 없을 수가 있어요?
How could a person have no sins?
그래 사람을 죽이고 들어가고 자기가 죄가 없다는 게 이해가 안 됐어요.
He killed people and he's in prison and he says he had no sins. I couldn't understand it.
아, 이 사람 이단이구나.
This guy's the cult.
잘못됐구나.
Something's wrong with him.
절대 그 뒤로 얘기를 안 하려고 했어요.
And I never wanted to talk to him again.
근데 저는 이분은 굉장히 자유롭고
But this guy was so free.
마음이 평안하고
And he has peace in his heart.
다른 사람은 달라 보였습니다.
And he looks different from other people.
근데 저는 굉장히 고민이 있었던 게 죄 때문에 너무나 고통스러워.
And I was very worried because of my sins.
또 천국에 확신도 없고.
I don't have assurance about heaven.
구원도 분명치 않고.
I'm not sure about my salvation.
저는 늘 같은 하나님을 믿는데 왜 이렇게 다를 수가 있지?
Even though we believe in the same God, how could we be so different?
그렇지만
But
같이 얘기하고 싶진 않았어요.
I didn't want to talk with him.
죄를 짓고 교도소 들어왔는데.
When you committed sin, you're in prison.
그리고 사람을 죽이고 들어왔는데.
You killed people. That's why you're here.
사람이 어떻게 의로울 수가 있어?
How could you be righteous?
어떻게 거룩할 수가 있어?
How could you be holy?
이건 잘못된 거야.
That's wrong.
이런 생각들이 제 마음에 굉장히 많이 있어.
And I had a lot of those thoughts inside of my heart.
근데 하도 제가 고통스러우니까.
But because I was in so much pain.
그분을 데리고 갔습니다.
And so I took him to the side.
그래서 아무도 없는데 물었습니다.
And when nobody was around, I asked him.
사실 구원을 어떻게 받습니까?
So actually, how do you get saved?
그분이 구원에 대해서 막 예수님 십자가에 죽은 부분에 대해서 설명을 막 해주셨어요.
And he was explaining about how Jesus died on the cross about salvation.
근데 예수님이 십자가에 죽으셨다는 사실도 알고.
And I know the fact that Jesus died on the cross.
십자가에서 우리의 모든 죄를 씻었다는 사실도 저도 알고.
And I know the fact that all my sins were washed away at the cross.
그렇지만 내가 짓는 죄가 훨씬 더 큰 거예요.
But so much bigger are the sins that I commit.
그래서 나는 죄인인데.
So I'm a sinner.
그게 이제 이분이 아무리 설명을 해줘도 이해가 안 되니까.
And no matter how much you explain, I could not understand.
그때 저한테 죄사함 거듭남의 비밀 책을 저한테 빌려주셨어요.
Right then he gave me the book, The Secret of Forgiveness of Sins and Being Born Again.
그때부터 이제 죄사함 거듭남의 비밀 책을 밤새내 읽었어요.
And from then on, I read that book, Secret of Forgiveness of Being Born Again, all night long.
궁금하면 또 묻고.
When I was curious, I asked him.
묻고,
and I asked him again. I read it.
새벽 3시경에 제가 이 복음이 깨달아졌어요.
And then at 3 in the morning, I understood the gospel.
그나 너무너무 행복했어요.
And I was so happy.
아, 예수님이 십자가에 죽으실 때.
Ah, when Jesus died on the cross.
내 죄 때문에 돌아가셨구나.
He died for my sin.
저 늘 알고 있었는데.
You know, that always.
아, 모든 사람 죄를 씻었어.
Yeah, Jesus died for everybody's sins.
예수님 우리 죄 죽으신 거야.
Jesus died for us.
그렇지만 거기에 나는 빠져 있었거든.
But I was missing from it.
그렇지만 내 죄는 남아 있었고.
My sins remain.
그날 십자가에서 내 죄를 위해 십자가 죽으셨다는 사실 마음에 발견이 되니까.
I discovered in my heart that day he died on the cross for my sins.
그때 예수님 십자가의 피가 내 모든 죄를 해방시키셨어요.
Right then Jesus' blood freed me from all sins.
근데 그날 너무 기뻐서.
And that day was so joyful.
목사님이 성경부 들어오시는 날이었거든요.
It was the day the pastor was coming to the Bible study.
너무 반가운 거예요.
I was so happy to see him. I was so excited.
목사님이 기뻐하실 거야.
I thought the pastor was going to be happy with this.
내가 어제 전에 죄사함 받고 구원 받았어요.
Yesterday I received the forgiveness of sins and I got saved.
목사님 성경을 못 들어오셨는데.
And then that pastor came to the Bible study.
목사님.
I said, Pastor.
내가 어제 밤에 구원을 받았어요.
I got saved last night.
죄가 씻어졌습니다.
All my sins are washed clean.
나도 이제 의롭게 됐습니다.
Now I am righteous.
그래서 저는 목사님 굉장히 기뻐하실 줄 알았는데.
And I thought that pastor would be really happy.
굉장히 이제 뭐 표정이 굳어지시는 거예요.
His face turned very dark.
너 그 내가 얘기하지 말라고 했던 그 사람을 얘기했구나.
Hey, did you go talk to the guy I told you not to talk to?
내가 얘기하지 말아야겠지.
I told you not to talk to him.
아니 목사님.
Well, no, pastor.
목사님도 성경 공부 하실 때.
Pastor, when you also do Bible study.
예수님 십자가에서 내 모든 죄를 씻어 주셨다고. 가르쳐 주셨지 않습니까?
You taught me that Jesus died on the cross and washed away all my sins.
내가 목사님 가르쳐 주신데 그대로 믿었습니다.
And pastor, you taught it to me and I believed it.
아니야.
No.
의인은 없나니 하나도 없다고 했어.
There is no righteous, no not one.
네 어떻게 죄가 없다?
How can you say you have no sins?
너 죄 짓고 살인하고 들어왔잖아.
You committed murder. That's why you're here.
죄 없다고 하면 돼?
Is it okay for you to say you have no sins?
우리는 다 죄인이야 그럼.
We're all sinners.
그래서 제가 목사님,
so I said to him, Pastor,
예수님 십자가에 내 죄를 씻었다는 사실 안 믿으세요?
Don't you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins?
믿어.
I do.
그렇지만 죄인이야.
But you're a sinner.
아닙니다, 목사님. 죄사함 받으셔야 합니다.
You have to receive the forgiveness of sins.
목사님 너무 화가 나셨어요.
And the pastor got so angry.
제가 귀신에 잡혔다고.
And he said I was demon possessed.
제 몸속에 구렁이가 한 마리 들어가 있어.
And he says that there's a snake inside of me.
그 사탄을 빼내야 된다고.
And you gotta pull out that Satan.
그날 안수 기도를 해줬어요.
So he laid his hand on me and prayed for me.
그날부터 목사님이 가셔가지고.
And then from then on, the pastor left.
저한테 한 번도 연락을 안
and
하셨어요.
And he never came back to me again.
그래서 제가 이제 교회 편지를 책 뒤에 있는 연락처를 보고 편지를 썼어요.
And so I saw the contact on the back of the book and I wrote a letter.
저희 교회 목사님들이 오셔가지고 그 뒤로부터 이제 성경 공부를 하고.
And from then on, the pastors of our church started Bible study with me.
지금까지 교회 안에 있다 보니까.
And I've been in the church until now.
너무 꿈같이 행복한 시간을 보내고.
And I'm so happy. It's like a dream.
제가 구원을 받고 나서는 한 번도 내가 착하게 살아야 노력을 해본 적이 없었던
것 같습니다. And after being saved, I never once tried to become a good person.
너무 행복했습니다.
I was just so happy.
예수님 나 같은 인간의 죄를 씻어 주셨고.
Jesus washed away the sins of somebody like me.
나 같은 인간을 천국 갈 수 있도록 만들어 주셨고.
Jesus made a person like me be able to go to heaven.
나 같은 인간을 교회 안에 머물도록
Jesus allowed a person like me to stay inside of the church.
나 같은 인간을 이 귀하고 복된 일에 써주시는구나.
God is using a person like me for this precious blessed work.
그냥 그런 마음들이 너무 커서.
And those hearts were so great in me.
그냥 너무 날마다 행복하기만 했습니다.
Every day I was just so happy.
하다 보니까 지금까지 왔는데.
And then it has brought me all the way over here.
지금 뒤돌아보면.
And when I look back now.
전 세계에서 아마도 제가 제일 행복한 것 같아요.
And I think I'm the happiest person in the whole world.
이 행복은.
This happiness.
이 행복은 내가 만들었다고 생각하지 않습니다.
I don't think that I created this happiness.
목사님도 아까 말씀하셨던
것처럼, like Pastor mentioned earlier,
저는 철수할 때,
you know, in the,
제가 두려 잘 제 자신을 컨트롤하는 게 두려웠습니다.
And so I was afraid of controlling myself.
그래서 제가 교회 안에 들어왔고,
so I entered the church.
교회 인도를 받았습니다.
I received the guidance of the church.
그 교회 안에 인도를 받으면서,
and as I received the guidance inside of the church,
저는 지금까지 꿈같이 행복한 시간들
만나. And I live a happy time, dreamlike time until now.
그리고 지금은
and now,
교도소 안에 있는 재수사를 위해서 일하고 있습니다.
I'm working for the inmates in the prisons.
제가 한 35개국 교정국하고 MOU를 맺었습니다.
We have MOU about prisons from 35 different countries.
교도소 안에서 신학교 프로그램하고
and we're running theology school programs in the prisons.
마인드 학교 프로그램을
and we're doing mind education programs.
그래서 그 교도소 제사들 위해서 살 수 있다는 게 너무 감사합니다.
And I'm so thankful to be able to live for those inmates.
네, 고맙습니다.
Thank you.
네, 감사합니다.
Thank you.
성경은 말합니다.
The Bible tells us
누구든지 그리스도 안에 있으면
whosoever is inside of Christ
새로운 피조물이라
he is a new creature
이전 것은 지나갔으니
the old things have passed
보라 새 것이 되었도다
behold all things have become new
그건 인간의 어떤 의지나 노력으로나 수고를 하는 게 아니라
this is not by some effort, labor or the works of man
우리가 예수 그리스도께 날 사랑하셔서
but because Jesus Christ loved me
십자가에 못 박혀 죽으시면서
and as he was crucified on the cross
내 죄를 다 감사해서
and I was thankful for he took away my sins
분명히 내가 볼 때 죄인이 맞고
surely in my eyes I'm a sinner
내가 볼 때 더러운 것이 맞고
surely in my eyes it's right that I'm dirty
악한 사람인 게 맞지만
it's right that I'm an evil person but
그 예수님이 십자가 못 박혀 죽으실 때
But when Jesus was crucified on the cross
내 죄가 사해졌다고 너무 당연한 이야기입니다.
It's such a natural thing to know that Jesus died on the cross for your sin.
만일에 예수님 십자가에 못 박혀 죽어 우리 죄를 위해 죽으셨는데
Even though Jesus died on the cross for our sins
내가 죄인으로 그냥 남아 있다면
But if I just remain as a sinner
예수님 십자가 실패했다는 이야기밖에 안 돼.
Then all that means that the cross of Jesus failed.
그 내가 그냥 아무것도 죄인이라고 하는지 몰라도
But Then without even knowing anything I might call myself a sinner.
그건 예수님의 십자가를 모욕하는 겁니다.
But that is belittling the cross of Jesus.
여러분 들으세요.
Everyone listen.
성경은 말하기를
The Bible tells us.
그리스도 예수께서 십자가에 못 박혀 죽으심으로 말미암아
Through Christ Jesus dying on the cross.
우리의 죄가 눈처럼 희게 씻어졌다.
It tells our sins have been washed as white as snow.
그래서 여러분 기억에는 내가 죄를 지은 기억이 있을 겁니다.
In your memories, you have memories of committing sin.
우리 아까 말 김기성 목사님도
Like Pastor Kim Ki-sung.
마음에 죄를 지은 기억을 그대로 가지고 있어요.
He still have the memories of the sins that he committed.
그렇지만
However,
이제는 죄인이 아닙니다.
He is no longer a sinner.
왜?
Why?
내 죄에 관한 모든 형벌을 예수님이 십자가에 죽어 다 씻어지.
Because the punishment for all my sins were received by Jesus at the cross, and my sins are all washed.
지금 지구에 많은 교회들이.
And now on this earth there are many many churches.
이제 기독교 점점 줄어들고 쇠퇴해가고.
And the Christianity is declining and reducing more and more.
어제도 얘기했지만.
I talked about it this morning.
기독교 역사가.
The history of Christianity.
이제 그 신학의 영향을 받는.
It's influenced by theology.
신학의 출처가 독일입니다.
The source of theology is Germany.
독일에부터 시작해서.
It starts from Germany.
미국으로 건너가서.
Goes over to U.S.
다시 한국으로 건너오고.
And then to Korea.
그리고 전 세계를 많이 흩어지는데.
And then scatters all over the world.
근데 이제 그 세월이 흘러가면서
And so as the time passes
미국 교회는 독일 교회와 다투고
American church becomes like the German church
한국 교회는 미국 교회와 달라
Korean church becomes like the American church
저는 지난 오랫동안 한국 교회를 봤습니다
And so I've seen the Korean church for a long time
미국 교회 20년 전이 지금과 똑같습니다
It's exactly like the American church 20 years ago. When you go to Manhattan in America, there's huge churches where thousands of people can gather. In churches where thousands of people used to gather, now 15 people gather, 20 people gather, just a few elderly people gather.
이제 한국 교회도 서서히 그렇게 돼가고
And that's what's happening to the Korean church little by little.
지금 한국의 서울의 택시 운전사 가운데
Among the taxi drivers in Seoul in Korea
목사님이 5만 명이나 된다.
There are 50,000 pastors.
얼마나 좋아하는 잘 모르겠지만
I don't know exactly how many they are.
근데 이제 참 많은 옛날에 큰 교회들이
But so many churches that were big
문제가 일어나고
They have problems.
원사를 앓고
And then they
들어가고
돼 And then they are falling apart.
때문에 가장 특별한 것은
That's why the most special thing is
대한민국의 큰 교회들이
The big churches in Korea
제일 먼저 일어난 현상이
The very first thing that happens is
청소년들이 없다는 것
They don't have any youth
눈을 닦고 봐도 청소년
No, you look so closely they don't have any youth
참 많은 교회 모두 우리가 깜짝 놀랍니다
And many churches they see us and they're shocked
우리가 청소년들이 너무 많으니까
and Because we have so many youth
우리가 청소년 너무 밝고
And our youth they're so bright
잘 자라니까
And they grow so well
박옥수 목사가 잘해 그런 거 아니야
It's not because Pastor Oksu Park did well
나도 옛날에 똑같이 죄인이었고
And I was a sinner exactly myself
죄 용서해 달라고 빌었어
And I begged for my sins to be forgiven
성경 말씀에는
But in the words of the Bible
그리스도 예수 안에 있는 구속으로 말미암아
Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus
하나님의 은혜로 값없이
By the grace of God freely
의롭다 함을 얻은 자 되었다
We have been justified
그런데
But
이 말씀을 대부분 교회는 안 믿습니다
Most churches do not believe this word
아니야 예수 우리 죄를 사했지만
No, even though Jesus forgave my sins
우린 또 죄를 지어서
We sin still
죄인이야
Therefore we're sinners
죄인이 맞아.
That's right, we're sinners.
김기성 목사 인도한 그 목사님도.
That pastor was guiding Pastor Kim Ki-sung.
예수는 우리 죄를 다 사했다 그러면서.
Even though he says Jesus washed away all my sins.
그렇지만 우리는 죄인이야.
But still we're sinners.
김기성 목사 죄에서 한번 기뻐하니까.
And because Pastor Kim Ki-sung is happy to be free from sin.
정말 같이 기뻐해야 할 일인데.
They should be rejoicing together.
아, 그 이야기도 화를 내고.
But he hears he got angry.
우리는 얼마나 기쁜지 몰라.
And we're so happy about that too.
김기성 목사 저희들 교회 와서
And Pastor Kim Ki-sung came to our church
1년 동안 있는데
And he stayed for one year
그 사람 속에 악을 볼 수 없어
And you could not find evil in his life
교회에 와서 아무도 시키지 않았는데
And even though he's at church nobody told him to
매일 아침이나 화장실 청소하고
Every morning he would get up and wash the bathroom
저희들 화장실 숫자 굉장히 많거든
And my church we had a lot of bathrooms
그렇게 분리수거하고
And he would divide up all the garbage
너무너무 행복해
And he was so happy
그 누님이 있었는데
And he had an older sister.
이제 우리가 1년 있다가 이제 신학교 돌아오고 신학교 마치 결혼할 때
And after one year he got into theology school and after school he was getting married.
아 누님이 아 우리 목사님 박수 한번 칩시다.
His older sister let's give our pastor a big hand.
내가 웃었어요.
I laughed.
제가 김기성 목사 왜 한 거 아무것도
I didn't do anything for Pastor Kim Ki-sung.
하나님이 그를 이끌고
God 있어요. was leading him.
나도 김기성 목사님 행복하게 복을 받았어.
And so I got blessed to be happy like Pastor Kim
Ki-sung. 나도 그보다 먼저 죄사함을 받았고
I received the forgiveness of sins earlier than he did. And as I preach this gospel,
어떻게 예수님의 피로 죄사함 그 사실을 전해.
And I just relayed how we can receive the forgiveness of sins by the blood of Jesus.
우리 마음에,
but in our hearts,
예수님의 복음을 듣고,
we hear the gospel of Jesus,
믿어서,
and believe it.
변치 않은 사람은 하나도.
There's nobody who does not change at all.
내가 진실로 진실로 너희에게 이르노니.
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
내 말을 듣고,
whosoever hears my voice
또 나 보내시는 믿는 자는
and believeth on him that sent me
영생을 얻었고
shall have eternal life
심판에 이르지 아니하나니
and shall pass from judgment
사망에서 생명으로 옮겼느니
and has been moved from death to life
그때부터 우리 속에 한없는 기쁨이 오고
from then on unspeakable joy is upon us
달라지는
And it's so amazing how we change. One time, in my church, there's one young lady, she came. She was big, like this big. You know, she's another person's lady, I cannot hug her. You know, I couldn't hug her, measure her. When she sits in a chair, one-third of her is inside the chair, two-thirds of her is outside the chair. And then she attended my church. And 1 month later, one day she came to see me. She received the forgiveness of sins. And she told me all about her past. She graduated architecture at an engineering school. When she was in college, at that time she weighed 60 kilos. And she was so skinny. And then she graduated college. And then she got an architecture license. And this woman had one lifetime wish. That after she's born in this world, that to leave a historical piece of architecture before she dies. And to study architecture more, she got a job at the architecture company. And so in anybody's eyes, she looked smart, she had a bright future ahead of her, she was well. And one day, one evening, there was a building that our company was building. During the daytime, the constructions would work there. And then at 6 in the evening, you know, they're done working, and they would all go home. And there, her and her supervisor went there, and whether the work they did all day long was right according to the design, and she was in charge of examining them. That's what she did. From the 8th floor, you know, she would examine, and then the 7th floor, 6th floor, and going down level by level. And then at one place, her supervisor, the guy, grabbed her from behind. And there was nobody in the building, just the two of them. And she had no power to overcome her supervisor. And she got raped. She was so enraged, she felt so wrong. And she went to tell the police. And when she thought about it, if she tells the police and people find out that she's raped, she felt so ashamed. She couldn't speak up. She couldn't say this or that. 1 month passed. 2 months passed. And 3 months passed and time passed. One day she felt something strange in her body. You know, her periods were not regular, so even though she didn't have regular periods, she just got by. And she thought of something strange. And I need to get examined. And then she did a pregnancy test. And she was 4 months pregnant. She was completely shocked. And she was so tormented. And so she decided to abort the baby. And so she was going to the hospital to abort the baby. And the car was going near the hospital. Maybe the baby inside the belly knew that and began to tap on the mother's belly. It sounded as if they were saying, "Mom, I'm alive. Mom, don't kill me. How could a mom kill his own child? Mom, I want to live with you." And it sounded like that's what it was saying. And then the woman said, "I never wanted you. I did not want you. I have my life. I need to live my life." And she went to the hospital. And she was walking down the hallway. Maybe the baby knew that it was dying and was tapping on the mother's womb wanting to live. And the mother cried and came home without getting the abortion.
몇 날 며칠 고민했어요.
And worried about it for days and nights.
그러다가 어느 날
And then one day
마음을 결정했어요.
She made up her mind.
애기야,
Baby,
미안해.
I'm sorry.
내가 잘 살고자 너를 주는 말 그럴 수 없지.
I cannot kill you just for me to live well myself.
내가 너를 낳아줄게.
I will have you.
제발 건강하게만 태어나 주어라.
Please just be born healthy.
제발 훌륭한 사람만 되라.
Just become a great person.
내가 너를 낳아줄게.
I will have you.
회사에 사표를 냈어요.
And she quit her job.
그리고 미자원에 가서
And then she went to the beauty salon.
머리를 고데하는 법을 배웠어요.
She learned how to get perms and curls.
내가 블루에가 가서 미자원에 고데하고 포함하랬어요.
And then she had a big belly and she was giving perms and curls.
좋은 그 직장 월급도 못 받고
And then she did not get a good job.
조그만 돈 간신히 받아가지고
She's good pay. She only got a little bit of money.
하루하루 살았어요.
She was living day by day.
이제 아기를 위하여
Now for the baby.
집에 결혼도 안 하면 아기 낳았다 부끄러우니까
And so if you have a baby without getting married, it's embarrassing.
작은 집을 하나 샀어요.
So she bought one small house.
그리고 이제 이사를 하고
She moved,
애기 침대를 놓고 애기 옷을 사고
bought a baby, bed for the baby, baby clothes and got everything ready.
10달 돼서
and 10 months later
애기를 낳았어요.
The baby was born.
너무너무 잘생긴 남자.
And it was a very handsome boy.
그날부터 이 부인은 행복했어요.
And from that day on, this woman was happy.
애기를 아침에 안고 가서
and she held the baby since she was
미장원에 가서
and went to the beauty salon
전복 해가지고
would breastfeed the baby, laid the baby in the room
담아 고대하고
and then she would give perms and pearls
좀만 있으면 애기 돌봐주고
take care of her baby.
애기가 그렇게 사랑했어.
And she was, the baby was so lovely.
근데 그때쯤
But around that time
어떤 남자가
somebody
가까이 다가왔어.
Came close to her.
그냥 인사하고
And then just said hello.
지내면서
And then goodbye.
지내는데 어느 날
And then one day
같이 식사를 하게 됐어.
That man they ate together.
그 남자가 자기를 너무 위해 줘서
And the man cared for her so much.
세상에 저렇게 친절하고 고마운 사람 처음 봤어.
Wow, I've never seen such a nice, wonderful guy.
너무 고마웠어.
And she was so thankful to him.
식사를 하는데
And they were eating.
남자가 얘기했어요.
And then the man said to her,
아줌마,
Ma'am,
왜 그렇게 어렵게 사세요?
Why do you live in such difficulty?
고생 안 하고 얼마든지 잘 살 수 있는데.
You can live just fine without any worrying.
아줌마 보면
But whenever I see you,
너무 안타까워요.
And it's very heartbreaking.
왜 그러냐고.
Why?
아니 왜 그래 고생하면서 사냐?
Why do you live in so much suffering?
어떻게 하면 되냐고.
Then what should I do then?
돈이 있느냐고.
Do you have any money?
왜 그러냐고.
Why?
우리 회사에 투자하라고.
Invest in my company.
이자 높이 주면.
And we'll give you high interest.
은행 이자도 갖고.
Then we'll pay off the interest of the bank.
잘 살 수 있다.
And you'll be able to live very, very well.
여자 그 남자가 너무 너무 고마워.
And this woman was so thankful to this man.
은행 가서.
She went to the bank.
집을 담보하고.
And she put down the house as collateral.
많은 돈을 얻었어.
And she pulled out a big loan.
그 남자를 갖다 줬어.
And gave it to that man.
남자 너무 너무 기뻐하는.
And the man was really, really happy.
막 계산하더니
And he did the math and the numbers.
매월 5일마다.
And on the 5th of every month.
이 통장으로.
Into this account.
이자를 넣는데.
We'll be giving you interest.
한 달에 얼마의 이자를 넣어주겠다.
We'll give you how much interest each month.
여자 깜짝 놀랐어.
And the woman was shocked.
너무 많은 이자를 주면.
Because if you get too much interest.
자기가 이제 미장원 안 다녀도.
Even though she doesn't work at the beauty salon.
얼마든지 잘 살 수 있는.
She can live just well.
정말 고마웠어.
And she was so thankful to him.
아 세상 이런 고마워서.
Wow, what a nice guy he is in this world.
근데 그날 저녁에
But that evening,
남자는 비행기 타고
the guy got on an airplane
외국으로 도망을
and ran away to a foreign country.
전화가 안 되는 거야.
And she couldn't get a hold of him.
아니야, 그분은 그럴 뿐이 아니야.
No, he wouldn't do that.
그분은 다른
no.
일이 생겼을 거야.
No, something must have happened.
절대 그렇지 않아.
And he would never do that.
전화가 안 와요.
And he wouldn't call.
그게 한 달이 지나고
And one month passed.
두 달이 지나면서
Two months passed.
속은 것을 모를래야 모를 수 없어.
And she, of course she knows she got deceived.
자, 지금 문제는 But 내가 미장원이 내가 밥 먹기도 힘들 그 은행 이자를 어떻게 갚지?
But the problem is, you know, with the working at the beauty salon, she could barely afford to eat. How is she going to pay the interest?
그리고 이자를 못 갚으면
And she doesn't pay the interest.
은행 집을 뺏어갈 텐데
The bank is going to take my house.
그럼 우리 아들하고 내가 어디가 살지?
Then how, where will my son and I live?
밤새도록 안 먹이지 막 생각이 들어.
And she would think about that all night long.
그래 막 잠을 자야 하는데.
And she needs to sleep at night.
아, 잠을 자야 해.
I need to sleep.
잠을 자야 하는데.
I need to sleep, but
생각이 생각을 물고 생각이 꼬리 물고 꼬리 물고
one thought led to another thought to another thought to another thought
밤새도록 생각하면 새벽이 돼요.
And so she would think all night long, it'd be early in the morning.
보면은,
she looked at the watch.
밤을 15분 잡고
she got 15 minutes of sleep a night.
20분 잡고
20 minutes of sleep a night.
너무 비참하게 살아.
And she's living so pitifully.
문제가 생겼어.
And there was a problem.
잠을 안 자기 시작하니까
and she's not sleeping.
음식 먹는 게 많아졌어.
And so she started to eat more food.
몸이 뚱뚱해졌어.
She started to gain a lot of weight.
엄마 내가 이래 너무 뚱뚱해.
Oh, I'm gaining too much weight.
초월에 달아보니까.
She weighed herself.
60kg.
She weighed 60 kilos.
엄마, 내가 60kg.
Oh my gosh, I weigh 60 kilos.
창피해서 어디 나가지?
So embarrassing. Where can I go?
그 참에 그 아가씨 마음도 모르고.
And then she without even her heart.
마음도 모르고.
Without even her heart.
점점 체중 늘었어.
And her weight kept on increasing.
70kg.
70kg.
80kg.
80kg.
90kg.
90kg.
100kg.
100kg.
110kg.
110kg.
120kg.
120kg. She got big.
그래 어느 날.
And then one day,
거울을 쳐다봐.
She looked in the mirror.
이제 나야.
Is that me?
내가 아니랬는데.
No, I wasn't like this.
나 정말 날씬했는데.
I was so slim.
내가 이제 어떡하지?
You know how what's happened to me?
앞길 너무 막.
And she was so afraid of her future.
거래에서 집을 뺏어가면.
And if the bank takes my house,
살지?
Where will I live?
너무 너무 두려웠어.
And she was so afraid.
어느 날,
and one day,
아기를 친정 집에 보냈어.
And she sent her baby to her in-laws.
그리고 안에 들어 안으로 문을 걸어.
She went in the room and locked the door from the inside.
그 칼을 들었어.
And she pulled out a knife.
동맥을 끊으면 죽는다는 이야기.
And she heard that if you cut your artery, you can die.
어떻게 동맥 끊는 줄은 몰랐어.
She didn't know how to cut her artery. And the knife, she just slit herself.
피가 막
흘렀어. And she was bleeding everywhere. And she slit herself, slit. And she kept on doing it.
And
she was all covered in blood and passed out. And she was dying. And then her father came over. The door's locked from inside. She knocked and nobody was answering. And so he broke the window and went inside. His daughter was dying.
그래서
so,
전화해서
he made the phone call
앰뷸런스가 와서
and called an ambulance.
이제 다시 이제 그 치료를 했고
and then she got treated again
살았어요.
And lived.
근데 불행은 거기서 못지 않았어요.
But the misery did not stop there.
동맥을 끊어야 하는데
you have to cut the artery.
신경을 끊었어요.
But she cut the nerve.
그러니까 왼손을 쓸 수 없어.
And her left hand became useless.
그러니까 파마나 고데를 할 수 없어.
And so she could not give perms and curls anymore.
백화점에 찾아갔어.
And so she went to a shopping mall.
매니저를 불렀어요.
And she talked to the manager.
자기가 지난 과거 이야기를
And she told him all about her past.
내가 밥을 먹고 살아야 하는데.
I need to eat. I need to live.
직장이 없다.
But I have no job.
시기는 뭐든지 할 텐데.
I'll do anything you let me.
오른손밖에 없다.
I only have my right hand.
매니저가 이 여자 너무 불쌍.
And the manager felt so sorry for this woman.
그래서 백화점에 많은 물건 상자를 실어놔 다 팔고 남은 빈 상자를 접어치우는 일을.
And gave her the job of folding up all the empty boxes from all the merchandise in the mall.
그 안에 되는데 딴 얼마나 할 수 있는데.
They don't need to hire her. Somebody else can do it.
여자를 도와주려 그리고 안다 아주 적은 돈을.
But he wanted to help this woman, so he paid her very little and did that.
이제 그러면서 그 여자가 저희들 교회 나왔어.
And through it, this woman started attending our church.
우리 교회 나온 지 한 달 만에.
And one month after attending my church,
죄 사함을 받았어.
She received the forgiveness of sins.
죄 사함을 마음으로 믿으면.
When you believe the forgiveness of sins in your heart,
예수님과 한 마음이 돼.
You become one heart with Jesus.
예수님이 우리 마음에도.
And Jesus enters your heart.
그 부인이
that lady
몇 년 만에 처음 행복한 걸.
And for the first time in several years, she felt happiness.
너무 너무 감사.
And she was so thankful.
기뻤습니다.
And she was so joyful.
그래가지고
and then
그날 밤에가 잠을 잤어.
That night she went to go to sleep.
전에는 제 누우면 막 생각이 생각을 생각이 생각 막 밤새도록 이제 제가 잠을 못 잤어.
Before when she would lay down one thought to another thought to another thought and she couldn't fall asleep.
그날 오자마자
But that day as soon as she came
너무 편했어.
She felt so peaceful.
밤에 잠이 들었어.
And she was able to sleep at night.
그렇게 보니까
But when she woke up
두 시간이나 잠이 잔 거야.
She got 2 hours of sleep.
내가 두 시간에 잠을 잤어.
I got 2 hours of sleep. And she felt so happy.
다음에 세 시간,
and then 3 hours,
네 시간,
4 hours,
다섯 시간,
5 hours,
여섯 시간,
6 hours.
그래서 하루 일곱 시간이.
And she was able to get 7 hours of sleep.
그래도 나한테 와서 얘기했어.
And then one day she came to me and she said,
오늘 제가 체중이 10kg 빠졌어요.
Pastor, I lost 10 kilos.
너무 기뻐요.
I'm so happy.
내가 보니 그때랑 똑같아 보이는.
My eyes, she looks the same.
10kg 빠졌다.
So she told me she lost 10 kilos. She was so happy. And one day, I met her at the church.
I'm like, 목사님!
She said, Pastor, Pastor. She yelled so loud. Pastor, listen to me. And what do you want to tell me? And she was crying and she told me, Pastor, I was sleeping last night. My wrist hurt so bad. I slept all night long. I cried all night long. I've received forgiveness. Why does it hurt? I cried. And then the day broke. And then she went to the hospital. The doctors were shocked. They said, ma'am, it's a miracle. What miracle? The nerve in your wrist have reattached. Try this. And she was able to do it. And they were so happy. And God was helping her. One day, she had a little bit of money. I owe the bank a lot of money. I should pay them back. And it was enough money to pay 10% of the debt. She took that money and went to the bank. And then the worker in charge was completely shocked. Ma'am, follow me. And she followed her. They went to the third floor, fourth floor. And on the fourth floor, he knocked on the door of the bank manager. The bank manager was there. And then the worker said, bank manager, this lady, she lives so difficult. I've been to her house twice. She lives very, very pitiful. But she brought so much money here. The bank manager became wide-eyed. And then he looked at the documents. And then the bank manager said, ma'am, thank you. Thank you for bringing me the money. With this, your debt is all paid off. The rest of your debt is all pardoned. She only paid one tenth of the debt. And then she came to church, Pastor, come here, Pastor. What? What? Pastor, something so happy happened to me. In fact, God's making me so happy. She would tell me crying, I paid off my debt. And she was so thankful. And one day she called me again. Pastor, it's me. Where are you? What? Tonight we have regional service at my house. You have to come. Why? It's regional service. You have to come, Pastor. And I went. It was a new house. We have the Sochi district where we live. Sochi district has a lot of money. They bought really shabby old apartments. And then they got the construction workers. And with the city money, they renovated the whole apartments. And so for the most poor people living in most difficulty, they let them rent that apartment for a very low cost. And she got selected for that. At first she got the basement apartment, but nobody moved into the second floor, so she got the second floor. Pastor, I cried when I got this apartment, and I moved, I cried. And her son is grown, he's tall. If you enter into Jesus, before I got to know Jesus in 1962, before I received the forgiveness of sins, truly I had no hope.
뭔지,
what happiness is, what joy is, I did not know at all.
그날부터,
but from the day I received the forgiveness of sins, unspeakable peace came to my heart. Joy came to me.
하든지,
and no matter what I do,
역사하는데,
God would work.
세계를,
so the whole world,
제사함을 받고 거듭나는,
to receive the fruit of sins and being born again,
참 복음으로, 참 믿음으로 이끌도록 길을 열어줘.
God opened the doors for me to lead to the true gospel through true faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I praise the Lord.
이번에 김기성 목사 영화가 나왔는데
Recently we had the movie of Pastor Kim Ki-sung
지난 토요일 날
Last Saturday
우리 교회 안에 기업인들이 전부 나와서
All the businessmen of our church came
이제 기업 문제 의논하고
And we discussed the problems of the businesses
여러 가지 의논을 모였는데
And we got together to discuss many different things
그 영화를 상영했어요
And we watched the movie
그래서 제 손자들 보고 너 영화 보시면 와 그랬어요
I told my grandkids if you guys want to watch the movie come
그 제일 막내 손자 선일이가
my youngest grandson 선일
그 영화를 보고 울었다가
he watched the movie he cried
집에 막 돌아와서
and he came home
엄마 죽으면 안 돼
mommy don't die
죽지 마
don't die mommy
할머니 죽지 마
grandma don't die don't die
막 그랬다고
that's what he said
우리가 그리스도 안에 있으면
when we're inside of Christ
이상도 옛날 사람
we're no longer our old selves
예수 그리스도와 하나 돼서
we are one with Jesus Christ
복되고 새로운 삶을 살기
and we get to live the blessed and new life
무슨 일을 만나도
no matter what we face
달라져 행복함
we change and we're happy
저는 목사입니다
I'm a pastor
제가 김기성 목사 같은 사람
people like Pastor Kim Ki-sung
뭐 이런 사람 좀 많은 사람들께 복음을
and many people like you I preach the gospel to many people
그 복음을 깨닫고 난 뒤에
and after realizing this gospel
너무 다른 사람으로 변하고
they change into whole new people
이제 저희들이 조그마하게 시작했는데
and we started very very small
전 세계를 복음으로 이끄는
leading the whole world we become a precious church who leads the whole world the
아니고,
I'm not the one doing this but Jesus Christ inside of me he's doing amazing things many ministers precious chancellors and wardens commissioners of police thank you for coming right now in the Philippines with the Takum City and Gensan City the drug addicts there we are educating them there and so right now we're small scale only doing two cities and we want to cover the rest of the Philippines and in Colombia the people were taken by the rebel groups and those people we want to educate them and work in the prisons of Kenya and then to the pastors all over the world to teach them the forgiveness of sins and have the proper faith and in doing these things and we can see God helping us even all of you who are here today I hope that you will together participate in this work and when you do the work of God like me God will give you such a blessed life and he will make a very graceful time for you
감사합니까?
Are you thankful?
네, 감사합니다.
Thank you
여러분 하나님이 여러분들에게 힘 있게 일하게 되길 바랍니다.
How God will work powerfully through you.
여러분 주위에는 많은 사람이 변화받게 되기를
How the many people around you will be changed.
감사합니다.
Thank you.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
거룩하신 하나님 아버지 앞에 감사합니다.
Our Holy Father God, we thank you.
저 너무나 더러운 죄인이었습니다.
We're just such dirty sinners.
우리 죄를 깨끗게 하시고
But you cleanse our sins.
예수님 우리 마음에 임하셔서
And Jesus came to our hearts.
우리 통해 일하는 것 생각할 때 감사합니다.
When I think of how you work through us, we thank you.
오늘 많은 나라에서 많은 분들이 모였습니다.
Many people from many countries have come.
우리 가는 그 나, 어떤 나라든
No matter what countries we go to,
예수님 복을 받게 하시고
Let Jesus be blessed.
거듭나게 해 주옵소서.
And let people be born again.
감사합니다.
We thank you.
예수님 이름으로 기도합니다.
In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
여러분 감사합니다.
Thank you, everyone.